Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made all this. So this anyway is an explanation to this hadith that this is the day that these great things happen on this day of Jumu'ah. There will be so much of fazilat on this day as we go through the hadith. Fazilat of coming early, fazilat of respecting this day, fazilat of doing extra on this day. That Mulana Badri Alam Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali from Madinatul Munawwara, he would always say that the minorities, Muslims that are minorities in non-Muslim countries, they should give this day extra virtue. If they want to give spending to the children, give it to them on this day. If they want to cook an extra special dish, make it on this day. If they want to dress up the children and they want to dress up also, dress up on this day. So this day feels like a special day. It shouldn't just be like a monotonous person goes to work, he breaks a week from work, he goes to Jummah, back to work. There's nothing extra in this day. This day must feel like a special day. Everyone that's around knows that this is our day. This is the day of Eid. This is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given specifically to this ummah. From amongst the khas benefits and the khas special gifts to this ummah is the day of Jumu'ah. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam خير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس يوم الجمعة. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the best day on which the sun has risen upon is Friday. Fihi khuliqa Adam. On this day, Adam alayhi salam was created. Wa fihi udkhila al-jannah. On this day, he was entered into Jannah. Wa fihi ukhrija minha. And on this day, he was removed from Jannah. I mentioned that the tatbiq between the day of Arafah and the day of Jumu'ah. It is because of hadiths like this that the best day that the sun has risen upon is the day of Jumu'ah. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من توضع فأحسن الوضوء. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person that makes wudu properly ثم أتى الجمعة, and then this person now comes for the جمعة صلاة فاستمع, and he listens carefully to the khutbah. The khutbah that is given, he's listening carefully to it. One sata, he remains silent, he doesn't talk unnecessarily to such an extent that ulama explained, even if you were to tell somebody else, stay quiet also, this would be wrong. Because now you should be so quiet that even now in the khutbah, you'll find that the imam, he'll read, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Even at that time also, that salawat we should read in our mind. The salawat that we want to say on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even at that time, because of the command, one sata, remain silent, remain extremely quiet when the khutbah is given. Give that khutbah it is due respect. The first thing that is mentioned in this hadith, the person makes a good wudu, and then in other hadiths will explain, will come, the person should bath before he comes. But this hadith is saying, the person makes wudu, then he comes, he listens carefully, he remains silent. وَغِفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمُعَةِ. This person is forgiven for all his minor sins from the previous Jummah to this Jummah. All the minor sins that he had committed, he is forgiven. For major sins, we know that the person has to make tawbah, specifically he has to make tawbah. وَزِيَادَةُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. And even a further 3 days, this person is forgiven. وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us, that person that plays, the person that touches the pebbles, in those days they would read, they didn't have carpets, they would read on the sand, on the pebbles they would read. That person that now plays around with the pebbles, فَقَدْ لَغَى, he is engaged in futile activity. So what it means, the person now, in our time, sometimes you'll find when the khutbah is on, somebody's playing with his cell phone, somebody is playing with his fingers, another person now is drawing something on the carpet. People are doing different things. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that you're not listening carefully, you're not paying attention, you're busy playing around with the pebbles, or you are, in other words, you engage in things that are not necessary. فَقَدْ لَغَى. What you have done is you have engaged in futile activity while the Jumu'ah is concerned. One more hadith will do and we terminate. وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه again in a race of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الصلوات الخمس, the 5 daily salah, meaning the 5 first salah, والجمعة إلى الجمعة, one جمعة to the next جمعة, ورمضان إلى رمضان, and one رمضان to the next رمضان, مكفرات ما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر. It is a means for a person's minor sins being forgiven between them, so long as this person remains away from major sins. Here we understand that this forgiveness is the forgiveness for minor sins. So here we also understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clemency is so much, His forgiveness is so much, His mercy is so much, that He wants to forgive us all the time. Every small excuse, one Jummah to the next Jummah, one Salah to the next Salah, one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, where a person, he stays away from these major sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving him for his all his minor sins. So this is the forgiveness and the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, coming back to the day of Jummah, at this day of Jummah, we should always look forward to it. A person should have respect for it. And generally, it is noticed that a person shows extra respect for the day of Jummah. He's careful, he comes early, and the person gives it that due respect. Very often it happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him more on the day of Jummah. And that person that passes away on the Jummah, there's no azab in the qabr for him. There's no punishment in the qabr why this person had passed away on such a Mubarak day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also make us from amongst those very fortunate people. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal what has been said. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.